From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, the 30th day of December 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting a slight chance of snow showers today before 10 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny. The temperature will be falling to around 21 degrees by 5 p.m. For Monday night, partly cloudy with a low around 9 degrees. We'll run down the forecast for the next 3 days in a moment, but first, here is the weekend in review. Some of the stories that made the news December 27th to December 30th. Arthur Cassano reported in the Register Star that warehouse personnel and drivers at food service distributor Ginsburg in Hudson will vote on January 30th on a proposal to unionize. Ginsburg employees have been without a union representation since 2002 when they voted to declassify the union. A representative of Teamsters Local 294 in Albany declined to elaborate on why the 125 eligible employees reached out to the union for representation, but told the paper he believed the workers are seeking better working conditions. Ginsburg's, the largest independent food service distributor in the capital region, recently announced plans to expand its operation in Claverick, including the addition of more than 50 new jobs. The Daily Freeman reported that the former American thermostat site on County Route 23B in Cairo has been reclassified by the state as no longer presenting a significant threat to public health or the environment. The State Department of Environmental Conservation said hazardous waste disposed of at the site was addressed and the site was properly remediated. The location does not require ongoing site management, according to the state agency. Additional information about the site is available online in the state's Environmental Site Remediation Database, and that is dec.ny.gov. Finally, Diana Louise Carter reported in the Democrat and Chronicle of Rochester that the record-breaking apple crop this year left many New York growers with fruit still on the trees and not enough storage space after the harvest. Jim Allen, president of the New York Apple Association, told the paper the bountiful 2013 growing season left many growers without enough workers to harvest the apples, not enough bins to place them in, and not enough cold storage capacity. The crop is expected to eventually top 34 million bushels, nearly double last year's harvest. So as for the weather, the National Weather Service is predicting a slight chance of snow today before 10 a.m., mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny. The temperature is going to be falling. It'll fall to around 21 degrees by 5 p.m. on Monday night. It'll be partly cloudy with a low around 9 degrees. The forecast for the next 3 days: on Tuesday, a chance of snow showers mainly after 11 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 28 degrees. Tuesday night, a slight chance of snow showers before midnight, partly cloudy with a low around 16. On Wednesday, New Year's Day, a slight chance of snow showers after noon, partly sunny with a high near 27. Wednesday night, a slight chance of snow, cloudy with a low around 13. On Thursday, snow is likely again, cloudy with a high around 20 degrees. Thursday night, snow likely, cloudy with a low around 7 degrees. Sun rose this morning at 7:24 a.m. and the sun will set at 4:32 p.m. The length of the day, 9 hours and 8 minutes. That is 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Monday, the 30th day of December 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.